98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins.
98 FM.
First message says, my little win, well, not so little, is our women's social football team went to the UK and won the entire tournament.
Oh my gosh.
From Leanne with no voice in Ballybrack. Leanne, congrats.
Congrats to you and all the team. I'd say that was some weekend.
Yeah.
Jimmy's been on with a little win.
Good morning. In case anybody doesn't know, Arsenal are the Premiership champions 25-26. To all the begrudges out there, sorry for your loss.
Jimmy, go on the Gunners.
Go on.
Here's Gordon's little win.
Morning. My little win is my friend bought me a book on relearning Irish, so I'm getting the cupola focal in this morning, trying to relearn our beautiful language. So that's it. Slán, gormáth agat.
That's amazing.
Fair play to you.
On a wire. Fod. Here's Jimmy.
Good morning. In case anybody doesn't know, Arsenal are the Premiership.
Oh, that's Jimmy again. Sorry.
Hello, Jimmy. So nice he said it twice.
Lauren's been on with a little win.
My little win, which is a big win for me, is I passed my motorbike theory test yesterday and I now have my motorbike learner's permit.
Go on.
So starting my journey, procrastinated for about 2 years to do it and now I'm doing it. Possibly a midlife crisis, but I don't care. So excited.
Lauren, congratulations. And we all need a bit of a midlife crisis.
We do. Massive congrats, Lauren.
That's absolutely brilliant. Fair play to you. And here's Andrea.
My little win today is that I'm running late for work and I just rang to let them know and my manager is actually off sick today. So, woohoo! Happy Wednesday.
You'd be grand. Just blame the traffic.
No, but you know when you're in a panic about being late, there's nothing worse than you just need a moment to go, it's grand.
I always like to be on time.
You do, Brendan.
I do.
Guys, thank you all so much for little wins. Jimmy, Gordon, Lauren and Andrea, have a fabulous day. We're going to send you out some IMC cinema passes. And if there's something happening in your life that you would like to shout about, WhatsApp us on 0877 98
98 98. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Including Nido.
An egg chair.
And a slushy machine.
98 FM.
Welcome to the most chaotic and glamorous game show on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy, your chance to win a very long list of prizes. Now, all you got to do is send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and say the same three words as us. Here's AI Rebecca and Brendan with all the details.
Win an air fryer,
a trampoline,
a curly blow dry,
Mido,
a butcher's voucher,
a garden strimmer,
a €150 fuel card,
dry robes,
a slushy machine,
a Dublin Bay goat boat tour,
and scrambled, poached or boiled. I know how I like my eggs.
Ooh.
As a chair.
Yes, win this egg chair.
Win, win, win with Matty Matty.
Oh my gosh, a very long list of amazing prizes, and hoping to win them this morning we have Kira playing Matchy Matchy with Fionn and Caoimhe and Luke. And good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you, Kira, Fionn and Caoimhe?
We're good. We're excited.
Excited. Playing Matchy Matchy isn't the only exciting thing going on in your house this week. What's happening tomorrow?
Oh, we have a dance show. Caoimhe's the dance show tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, amazing. Yeah. Is there a theme for the dance show?
It's all different dances from her pre-pro class.
The talent.
Love that.
Yeah.
Where is the dance show on, Kira?
It's on out in Tallinn, the Scientology building.
Very good.
Well, best of luck with that tomorrow. But let's try and get you some amazing prizes now on Matchy Matchy. Have you guys decided who you'd like to play with?
Are you playing with
Jim?
Brendan.
Yay! Brendan is off this morning. Do you know what? I needed a break. Brendan can't find the soundproof booth. It's been so long. Okay, off he pops. Guys, let's try and get a win.
Let's try.
Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy. Long.
Long. Short. Road. Long road. Well, long.
What are we thinking?
Robe. Long robe. No, robe.
Long
rope.
Rope?
No,
rope.
Hang on. Rope.
So we have long rope. Your second word?
Rope.
Sky.
Skydive.
And your third word, spring.
Springtime.
So we have long rope, skydive, and springtime.
Long jump, I think.
Oh, we want it to long jump.
Long jump. Okay, yeah. Guys, are we locking in those three words this morning?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. We're locking them in. Let's get Brendan back from the soundproof booths. Hopefully he's found it now. Do you know yourself?
It took me a minute to find, but I got there in the end.
How was it when you got in?
Lovely. There was just one little sun hat on the chair. A little hat.
Very cute. Mm. Okay, Brendan, your first word in Matchy Matchy. Long.
Short.
Your second word. Sky.
Sky. Sky high.
And your third word. Spring.
Spring time.
Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Ciara, Fiona and Cuiva in Lucan?
Sorry.
You did match on one this morning. You both said springtime.
Springtime. Very good.
The guys went long jump.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
And skydive.
Skydive. I was going sky blue. Yeah. And
many
long
options.
Jump did cross my mind. Loads
did
of
it?
Options. It did. Ciara, Fionn and Cuiva, thank you so much for letting me play Matchy Matchy. We're going to send you a 90FM goodie bag.
Brilliant. Thanks
best of
so
luck
much.
Now at the dance school.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
We are going to play Matchy Matchy again tomorrow morning. If you would like to have a go and try and win that egg, chair, the slushy machine and everything else, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98
98 98. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98FM.
Well, Brendan, you've got stories about pigs and Potter.
Yes, I have. They are on the way. Up first this morning, though, I know you mentioned earlier on this morning that you've just had your patio and your gutters done. We do a thing called, if you don't only get to hear the show at this time every morning, just after 7:30 every morning, we do this thing called Your Little Wins, and it's where us and you listening share just a really small thing in your life that's put a smile on your face.
Mundane, but fabulous.
Yeah, we give you IMC cinema passes. It's a great way to start the show. And this morning, Rebecca's little win was that she got her gutters cleaned.
I would say now, my gutters are the talk of the neighbourhood.
Well, you might want to give this gal a call if your garden needs a bit more of a spruce before this weekend's good weather and your birthday. A Kentucky woman known online as Lawn Queen
brilliant
has broken a world record for the fastest time to mow a lawn.
Really?
Yeah, we're not talking a small back garden here either. She's mowed a full-sized football pitch.
Oh, I'm assuming this is a ride-on.
Yeah. So I kind of think now this is a bit... Right.
Why?
Lawn Queen, she drove a ride-on mower to mow Louisville's waterfront park in 14 minutes and 51 seconds.
Very
an entire football
impressive.
Pitch. She did it on Saturday, broke the record for the fastest mowing of an area the size of an American football field. The rules required the grass needed to be at least 6 inches high before Lawn Queen got to work.
Mm.
Here she is speaking just after she completed it, really making sure she shoehorned the make of the ride-on lawnmower in there.
We just cut history with Relco's new Command Pro 41 HP engine, and we did it in 14 minutes and 51 seconds.
What is this, QVC?
What is it, Katie Price with the CBD? Lads, what in the...
Yeah.
Moving swiftly on, a petting farm in North Yorkshire has had the most insane response to an ad that it put out looking for volunteers to cuddle baby pigs.
They're so smart.
Monk Park Farm was looking for a small number of enthusiastic volunteers.
Yeah.
But it ended up with 1,400 applications. They are getting ready for what they call pig snuggling season.
Yeah.
And basically what they need is people to go in and prepare the piglets to get them comfortable with human interaction when all the families start visiting during
the
summer.
To get used to the humans, yeah.
So the ad explained they're looking for people who can commit to around 5 hours a day, 3 days a week, are confident around pigs, and can get themselves to and from the farm.
Sorry, confident.
Are you confident around a pig? It also explained you need a good level of fitness, as the role involves bending, lifting, and using wheelbarrows.
Oh, yeah, you'd be running around.
In return, they said you'll get full training and support, hands-on experience, and plenty of piglet snuggles.
Yeah.
Holly is one of the volunteers that did make the cut. She's been speaking to ITV News, and you'll hear she's cuddling a piglet.
I love the piglet so much, and I wasn't raised on a farm, and I just, yeah, I love the animals, and it's a perfect job, isn't it? You can't really complain.
The background.
Little piglet. So cute, but the vacancies are now very much full. Finally, this morning, the cast of the new HBO Harry Potter series have been celebrating finishing filming the first season. They've wrapped.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, brilliant.
It's out this Christmas.
I think it's out Christmas time, yeah. I don't know if it's all in one go or one by one. No, I think it's this Christmas. So they've been treated to a very fun wrap party by HBO bosses who closed off an entire theme park for them.
Really?
So fun. So the cast were taken to Thorpe Park just outside London the other day.
Yeah.
Apparently it cost a fortune to shut the whole thing down and to feed everyone. Mm. However, a few of the younger cast were left feeling like right muggles.
Why?
When they realised they were too short to go on half the rides.
Oh no.
You'd be devastated. So obviously the new series is going right back to the very start, so they've cast kids again.
Yeah.
So new Harry is 12,
yes.
New Ron is 12, and new Hermione is only 11.
They haven't had the growth spurt yet.
No. So someone I can only assume is that man behind the curtain who had the Strictly new hosts before it was announced, said well laid plans went awry because many of the young cast were too short to go on the rides. Only cast and crew who've been on the production for more than 100 days were invited. The young stars were there, but it became a running joke that they didn't meet the height requirements.
Oh no, you'd be raging.
Now, I had a look at this online.
Yeah.
Because I like a bit of Harry Potter, but I wouldn't be the biggest stan. There is a spell for making something or someone bigger or taller.
Yeah.
And it's Ingorgio.
Ingorgio.
They obviously didn't have their wands
no,
with them.
No, obviously not, Brendan.
This is the line of the whole article that I love. The other cast and crew were under strict instruction not to approach the three youngsters playing Harry, Ron or Hermione.
Really?
Like, imagine. Don't go near them three.
No, leave them alone.
Leave them alone, please. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Wednesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our guests this morning are two of Ireland's most fabulous and funniest writers. After the massive success of the Aisling books, they are back with a brand new novel, Our Deadly Summer, a murder mystery packed with early noughties nostalgia, friendship, J1 summers, and of course, a dead body. We are delighted to welcome Emer McLeiset and Sarah Breen to 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming to see us. Our Deadly Summer, your first non-Aisling book, where did the idea for the story come from?
Ooh, good question. So we are babies of the, I was going to say babies of the 90s, I wish, babies of the 80s, teens of the 90s and early 20s of the noughties. Mm-hmm. And we both had like probably quite universal but yet still specific experiences of being young women in the early noughties. And I guess the backbone of the book is formed from that, about the antics you get up to, especially when you're on a J1 and you're like responsible, fully responsible for yourself for the first time, the kind of men and particularly bad men you meet. This was pre-Me Too. This was pre when you were able to track your friends where they were going on the phone. So that was kind of the background to it, I'd say. And then we kind of built the story of Laura and Dee, who are our two main characters, on top of that.
Okay.
Oh, sounds absolutely brilliant. Have you guys each been on a J1?
I haven't been on an actual J1. I did visit my friend who was on a J1. So I did get the experience of going to Montauk, which is where he was. And I think there were about 15 Irish students sleeping in a two-bedroom cottage. So everyone was like taking turns, like doing a shift on the couch, doing a shift on the floor. So I did get that experience, but it was Emer who actually...
Yeah. But I only found out quite recently you were also doing shifts on the boat he was working on.
Well, he's a friend, you know? If you're visiting him, you're going out on a fishing boat. So that was his job for the summer, which was really cool.
And then I did a J1 also in Long Island, which is where the book is set.
Yeah.
So the setting of the book is quite heavily inspired by that mm-hmm. summer I spent in Long Island. I worked in a kind of middle to higher end country club mm-hmm. and that's where the book is set. Gosh. And there was nine of us living in one house, eight Irish girls and one Russian girl, and her middle of the night phone calls because of the time difference with Moscow caused quite a lot of friction.
Okay, so there's some similarities in that it's set around a J1. Was there a dead body involved in your own personal experience?
No, thank God.
No, good.
we have often said, like, how did one of us or us women and young women in general not end up dead? So that was kind of the dead body is on the very first page of the book, so that's not,
it's not a spoiler.
Yeah. And it's like, it's the book is kind of, it's been called a murder mystery, a cozy crime. I kind of see it as more as like a friendship story with an incidental dead body.
Okay. Yes, okay.
That's an aside.
Yeah. We get it out of the way on the first page.
Okay.
Yesterday, somebody tagged me in a review and it was reviewed in Crime Monthly magazine.
Oh.
I didn't know that magazine existed. And also, we're a crime book now, so that was kind of exciting. Yeah.
Get a novel that can do it all.
Absolutely. Genre bending, I think, is what
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, my God. Hashtag. If you could choose an actor for each of the main characters, the two pals, who do you see playing them now if you ever got this made into a movie or a TV show? Because it sounds like it has serious potential.
Oh, thank you. So we see them in their, they're actually age 20 when they're on the J1, but we also see them in present day when they're in their mid 40s. So we'd actually need to cast four different actors.
Okay.
So that's a lot. I would love to have Nicola Coughlan in there somewhere.
Yeah.
She's so funny. Mairead Tyers, maybe?
Yeah, she's great. We have to mention Saoirse. I'm not actually assigning these. Laura is blonde and Dee has brown hair, but I mean, there's wigs, there's dye, so I don't need to get caught up in that.
No, this is true. They could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Katrina Balfe, maybe? I love her. She's just finished Outlander.
Yeah.
She'd be a great older Dee.
Older. Which one's the brown haired?
Dee.
Okay. Is it? Older Laura, oh my God, we need to go back and read this book.
There is so much hype around this book. I've seen the giant scaffolding in town.
On books upstairs, yeah. So they are having some work done on the exterior of their building. And I think it was the guy putting up the scaffolding was like, you know, you can put an ad on this. And
our publisher were like, okay,
we'll put a giant Our Deadly Summer.
It's very Brat Summer.
It's reminiscent of, remember the big Brat Summer? I think it was on George's Street.
Yes.
And so, I mean, Brat Summer's back, babes.
And you guys have a very exciting event on tomorrow night in Dublin. What's happening?
We do. We're in Easton's. It's kind of like, tomorrow is the official publication day of the book. So we are in conversation with Sophie White in Easton's on O'Connell Street. You get tickets by maybe going onto the Easton's website or going on
I think it's
Instagram.
On the Easton's website. If you just Google Easton's, like Emer Sarah Our Deadly Summer or something.
But we're in conversation with Sophie White, who's another author, and we're going to be talking about all things Our Deadly Summer, Aisling, and we'll be signing books and doing
And I think your ticket comes with a book.
Nice.
Fab. Speaking of signing books, you've already signed
thousands.
Lots of them. How are the hands? How are the, you know, did you need to go for any manicures?
The hands are a little crampy, I have to say.
Yeah.
We did 5,000 books in one day, which is a personal record for us. Mm. Actually, the guy who worked in the Easons warehouse said that he'd worked there for 3 years and the most anyone had ever done was 2.5 in one day. So we're breaking records.
Yeah. I actually had tiny, kind of little incidental bruises on my arms from where I was like leaning against the table for the whole day.
You guys obviously wrote, is it 5 in total of Aisling?
Yes.
Wow. Like, that's such a phenomenal achievement in a book series. Do you see Our Deadly Summer having a sequel?
I don't think so. Like, we never thought that the first Aisling book would have a sequel.
Yeah.
And then we ended up doing 5. So what we actually really liked about doing this new project was only doing one standalone book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that allows us to do something completely different next time.
Yeah.
Deadly.
Obviously, the two of you are like best pals. Do you ever just have too much fun that it gets in the way of work?
Yes.
You just
literally all the time.
Constantly. Like, we will meet up for a work meeting and we always do allow ourselves, like, you know, 10 minutes water cooler time at the
10
start.
10 minutes?
Well, like, that's our,
two
we have
hours.
To have boundaries.
It's 2 hours.
We try
How can you fit all the gossip into 10 minutes?
Well, it is a work meeting. But what happens, like, sometimes we will never actually get around to talking about work. And that, you know, is a problem.
It is a problem, yeah. And, like, we have a hard out because Sarah has to go and pick up her kids from school.
Yeah.
And we'll often get towards that time. It's like, oh, we didn't get any work
didn't make
done.
It.
Okay,
bye. See you tomorrow.
Guys, why does everyone have to read Our Deadly Summer this summer?
Well, it is great fun. It's funny. Like, I know, as you know, when you describe it, has a dead body in the first page, it doesn't sound like an Aisling book, but it definitely has the same kind of humor. humour and asides and observations that we have become known for.
Yeah, we see it as kind of existing within the Aisling universe, as in these girls, like Aisling might know them, she might work with one of them at some point.
Yeah.
So if anyone liked the Aisling books, they will love this. But at the same time, if they've never read an Aisling book, this is a complete standalone. We love the two characters. They're great fun.
They're kind of a little darker than Aisling, and it's a little edgier. Like, Aisling is a good girl to her core.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas these girls aren't so good.
And they're living in a house with loads of other girls and fighting over shampoo, and it's just, I love it.
Dream.
True to life.
There's a lot of, very true to life, and there's a lot of noughties nostalgia. We're talking fashion in there as well.
A lot of fashion, a lot of the makeup products, a lot of the music. The music was hugely important. I remember dancing to DMX in the one bar that would serve us underage. Can I say that?
Always drink responsibly.
Shout out the Caddyshack. And we were convinced that we had brought David Gray to Long Island because each one of us had brought a copy of White Ladder because it was in its heyday.
Yeah.
And we insisted the barman put it on. He hated us more than anyone has ever hated anyone.
Well, we cannot wait to read Our Deadly Summer. Emer replies that Sarah Breen, thank you so much for coming to see us.
Bye.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.